Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Penny Austin joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me today.
ThinkGive, the website is thinkgiveproject.org. Social and emotional learning curriculum helps elementary and middle grade students build character, confidence, and connection. So what is this about and why do you guys do this, Penny?
Well, ThinkGive is a nonprofit. We empower youth to really explore and think about who they are, who they want to become, and how they want to kind of show up in the world, primarily with under-resourced youth. And we partner with schools and youth-serving organizations to bring social and emotional learning programs for kids ages 5 to 14. We've served over 17,000 youth to date, and this year we're partnering with about 72 schools and organizations.
Can you speak to what social and emotional learning is?
Absolutely. So social and emotional learning is kind of the foundation for building character. It focuses on exploring social awareness, self-awareness, relationship skills, self-management, responsible decision-making, all these skills that are teachable and that are the foundation for how we go through life and how we show up in our families, in our workplaces, in our schools. So it's really teaching.
That is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was taught math and reading.
Yeah, I was sitting here thinking the same
thing.
This is so
good.
That kids have access to
this. This is so good.
Why do you think there's a lack of that in regular education curriculum?
I think there's a lot of pressure for schools to teach reading and math. And I think there's less appreciation for the value of all the social and emotional skills as a foundation. So there's a lot of research that actually shows that bringing social and emotional learning into a classroom or an after-school environment it increases academic scores. It not only that, it increases social and emotional development and allows children to thrive.
I think, too, one thing that stands out about this program, and again, it's thinkgiveproject.org, is you have an advisory board of adults, but you also have a student advisory board.
Yeah, our student advisory board is a few years old, and it's a way for us to work with high schoolers. We don't actually offer programming for high schoolers, but This is a way to bring them in. I think over half of the youth on our advisory board are alums of our program. So they went through it maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And then they are, you know, jumping in as advisors to programming. It's project-based, so they're working on a project for the whole year. And they're really learning how to be leaders in the group. It's a two-year commitment. So in the second year, they step up as leaders.
On your website, you have some, like, you know how when you go to a website and they'll have, like, endorsements from people saying, I enjoyed this product. I would use it again.
Yeah.
Listen to this from a seventh grader. I now know how far a simple act of kindness can carry a person. I will be nicer to people. Mm. Yes, please.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
We could all use this course,
right?
Regardless
thank
of our
you,
age.
Dan. I agree.
Yeah. Thank you. No, we hear the impact we hear from students and educators alike is really strong. Students have said, you know, ThinkGive makes me see the world differently. It challenged me to think of what I can do for others, and I learned that my actions are powerful, which is so empowering for a young person to understand. And I think for educators, it really helps them create this community, this caring and cohesive community that's very hard to measure, but they know it if they have it, and they know it if they don't have it.
Put your executive director hat back on for a moment, and, you know, someone is listening this morning, and they want to help out with ThinkGive. What can they do? How can they help?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we love for people to get involved. The best place to start is our website, which you've said, thinkgiveproject.org. You can learn more about the work. There's volunteer opportunities. You can donate to help us reach more under-resourced youth. You can connect with us about partnerships. If you're an educator serving under-resourced youth, you can take a very short 30-second quiz to see if you qualify for free programming.
So, oh, wow. That's great, too. I know we have a lot of educators that listen to the show,
yeah.
So that would be great.
Yeah.
So, again, thinkgiveproject.org, or you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we'll share the link with you. We'll put that up across the platforms as well when we post in the podcast. Penny Austin, you and everybody over at ThinkGive are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you. We're thrilled. Thanks so much.
It was wonderful to talk to you. Yeah. Thanks so much, Penny.
Have a great day.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup.
Gossiping
24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. 30 is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. I really don't want to do this story, but it's everywhere, so I feel I have to. Police have released body cam footage from the home of Gene and Betsy Hackman in Santa Fe, New Mexico yesterday, and it shows the police finding them there. It's pretty unsettling. I do not recommend watching it. I did not. I just saw one clip and then clicked off. It's very sad. One of the things that you see is one of their dogs lying near Betsy, guarding it, which is just...
All right.
The dog is not aggressive, doesn't growl, just was protecting his mom. The house, however, in complete disarray. It is a mess. There is stuff everywhere. And saying that there is some level of rat infestation in those buildings, you know, they have said that she died from symptoms of...
Hantavirus or something like that?
Yes, that comes from rat infestation.
Yeah, there was like 8 different rat nests of dead rat.
Oh. Yeah, it was just not a pretty place. But in any event, they were laid to rest yesterday in a small private ceremony in Santa Fe. I hope we can leave them alone now.
Yeah, so that's actually, leaving them alone is kind of where I'm at. Is why did police have to release the body cam footage publicly? Because I'm just thinking if it was my grandfather or something, I wouldn't want that all over the internet.
Y'all better know. Don't let them have anything.
Well, yeah, it probably has something to do with public record, and because of his status in life, being a celebrity, I don't know if that...
Being a celebrity is not in the law that you can release your body cam footage. I think it's one of those things that as a society, we're like, well, we need to know. Mm-hmm. We need to know, and for some
morbid
reason,
curiosity.
Okay, but I don't know.
So I also... Anyway, it hurts.
Burn the tapes if it happens
well,
to me.
Well, I think it's also good we get a sense of what happened, and that's what really hurts my heart is that... There was something going on inside this household, and these two were not being cared for properly in whatever regard that was happening. I don't know, because it doesn't seem like...
It's none of our business, though.
Yeah, but people's well-being is our business as they get older.
And I understand that.
If she died from some sort of disease that was caught from a rat and they found all these nests in their home, why? Where was the care for these? These are elderly people. Mm-hmm. Why were they not being cared for? who was not watching. Somebody was not watching out for them.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the sad part.
And
to
he,
me.
Unlike a lot of elderly people, he had the financial means to have like aids and care. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
You
why
get to a certain time in your life, you don't want it.
Yeah, right.
You want to be independent.
I get that, but it is up to us as a society to look out for the elderly. And when they can't make those decisions anymore, we have to step in and help take care of them. It's kind of sad to me.
Lil Nas X ended up in the hospital on Monday with facial paralysis.
What?
It was only the right side of his face that he lost control of. He was in good spirits. Here's part of the video that he posted from his hospital bed.
I'm sorry. What number is that, Kennedy?
3.
Thank you.
I was like, what the bro, I couldn't even laugh right, bro. Oh, my God.
He was showing himself trying to smile and only half his face was going. So I don't know much more than that right now, but that happened. He said, I'm going to look funny for a little bit, but that's it. He didn't say it how it happened or if he even knows what happened, but there you are.
It's so Bell's palsy, that can come and go, right? That's not a long
time. I have no idea.
Yeah, it happened to the Biebs a couple of years ago, too. He had like Ramsey Hunt syndrome or something where he got half facial paralysis.
That's wild.
So you can just wake up one day and your face don't work.
So we wish him well.
And sure.
Hope he heals up well. And Out Loud, the leading LGBTQ plus music brand dedicated to celebrating and amplifying queer artistry through live events, announced its expansion to the East Coast with the first ever Boston Music Festival, taking place June 21st at the stage at Suffolk Downs. It will close out Pride Month and be headlined by Kim Petras and Trixie Mattel, who's doing a DJ set. They are committed to celebrating and uplifting diverse queer voices by providing a stage for artists to shine and creating safe spaces for the community to gather. Trixie Mattel said, Out Loud understands the assignment. Queer talent, great music, hot people. So if you want tickets, pre-registration is now open. You go to register.bowerypresents.com/outloudfest or just do a Google search. You'll find
you know who else is on the bill, Kennedy?
Go ahead.
It's
And I guess also Ariana Grande's brother, Frankie, is going to be performing as well.
Is he a singer?
I didn't know that until I saw he was on the bill, so he must be.
Cool.
So, yeah, pre-sale April 16th, general tickets April 18th, starting at only $69. So there you go. And that's what I got.
Where did you say it was happening again, Kennedy?
Suffolk Downs.
Suffolk Downs? Oh, very cool.
Yep.
All right, thank you.
You got it.
Is it happening in another city as well?
L.A. or something like that. There's one on the West Coast, too.
Yeah.
There's one on the West Coast, but this is the first time ever doing it on the East Coast.
Oh,
so it's this is a very big deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm excited for it.
L.A.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru. Love spring in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Steve from Wyndham.
Hey, Steve.
Good morning. What's going on today?
You know, just a couple of friends hanging out.
Yep.
A little water cooler talk. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Steve?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
So there are 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. She cannot hear anything that is happening. Steve, are you ready?
Yes. Let's do it.
The voice of Bart Simpson, a.k.a. Nancy Cartwright, is launching a podcast called Simpsons Declassified. What is the name of the clown who hosts a children's television show in Springfield?
Krusty.
Akon turning 52 years old today. Which rapper featured on this song with Akon? Take a listen.
Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. And possibly bend you over. Look back and watch me smack that.
Which rapper featured on that hit with Akon?
Eminem.
Question number 3. Bill Belichick, 73 years old today. What is the name of Bill's much maligned 24-year-old girlfriend?
That would be Jordan.
Do I need her last name?
We do. We need a full name.
Oh,
here.
We need the last name, too.
Jordan. What
Sparks.
Is it? Jordan. Hudson?
Question number four. The final six will perform tonight on The Masked Singer at 8 o'clock on Fox. Can you name two of the four judges on this current season of The Masked Singer?
So The Mask is, what's his name? The singer, the, yeah, I was, I know Ken Jeong, right? Ken Jeong, is it still,
all right,
I'm not going to get all four. Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to get all four.
Question number five. Lil Nas X was hospitalized Monday with paralysis on the right side of his face. He told his fans, quote, "I'm going to look funny for a little bit, but that's it." Lil Nas X had a number one song with Jack Harlow in 2021. Name the song.
With Jack Harlow. So it wasn't Old Town Road.
Nope.
It was the one after that, which, again, I'm not going to get it.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio,
please. We're out of Steve's wheelhouse.
Kennedy!
That's all right. I understand Steve is trying to win Danny Grammer tickets for his wife, Dan.
That's a good man right there.
What's your wife's name, Steve?
Her name is Jamie.
Jamie, has she seen Andy in concert before?
She has seen him a bunch of times. She's seen him in Lowell, Beverly, I think down in, I think down in the casino there in
That's awesome.
Connecticut, yeah.
You're a good egg trying to win the tickets for your wife.
I appreciate that.
Steven got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, my friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
I am.
The voice of Bart Simpson, a.k.a. Nancy Cartwright, is launching a podcast called Simpsons Declassified. Can you give me the name of the clown who hosts a children's television show in Springfield?
Krusty.
With a K, Kennedy, of course. Tied at one. Question number two. Akon, 52 years old today. Which rapper featured on this hit song from Akon? Maybe go to my place and just kick it like Tybo. Love to kick it like Tybo. Possibly bend you over. Look back and watch me smack that. Roll on the floor. Smack that. Give me some more. Smack
that. Till you get so. Smack that. I don't get to hear the rapper?
No, that's the whole thing.
Ludicrous.
Eminem, Kennedy.
Oh, right.
3-1 for Steven. Question number four. The final six will perform tonight on The Masked Singer at 8 on Fox. Can you name two of the four judges on this current season of The Masked Singer?
Oh, gosh, probably not. Robin Thicke and Jenny McCarthy?
Rita Ora and Ken
I didn't
Jeong.
Realize you said two of them. I thought you wanted all four. That's why I gave up on that.
Oh, no.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah. But Robin Thicke was the guy I was thinking. That was the one.
Listen to yours.
3-2. Question number five, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X was hospitalized Monday with paralysis on the right side of his face. He told his fans, quote, "I'm going to look a little funny for a bit, and that's it." Lil Nas X had a number one song with Jack Harlow in 2021. What was it called?
Industry Baby?
Ooh.
Good God.
It's the only Jack Harlow song I know. So whenever you ask a Jack Harlow question, that will always and forever be my answer.
I'll keep that
whether it's right or wrong.
3-3 is the final score, and with the tie, Kennedy against the win. Steven, you don't get the cash, but you do pick up those Andy Grammer tickets for Jamie.
Thank you. Come back completed, Kennedy. Great job.
Yes. Very well done, Kennedy. Steven, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I am Steve from Wyndham, but I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
All right, you're going to tell us a story of how you got your nickname, and then we're going to be the nickname detective.
Listen here, C. Do you have a nickname?
Well, we are the nickname detectives.
Call us now at 617-931-1234, you see. Give us your name and the situation surrounding the creation of your nickname. And the nickname detectives, Carson and Kennedy, will guess your nickname. But that's what we do here on the show. Carson and Kennedy's Nickname Detective.
We got to let our voice actress know that we got a new phone number, Kennedy.
Yes, dear.
617-655-1234, whoever that voice actress is. We're going to start first, Kennedy, with Danny from Braintree. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning.
Hi.
If you all get this, I'd be impressed.
Okay.
Now, you tell us the story without giving us the nickname, and we'll figure it out.
Sure. So, the nickname occurred in college in my junior year, and I hung around six women and a few men. And four of us acquired the nickname. And it is as a result of gossiping a lot, not in a bad way, but we just always had stories, and we were all very good at telling stories. And we would just gather in the dining hall or the residence halls and chat it up for hours. And again, there are four of us that share this nickname, and even to this day, we call each other it.
Gossip Girls.
I was going to say Gossip Girls.
No, it has to have something to do with the number. She said it twice.
Chatty Patty and the Gang.
No, it has to have four in it.
Four.
Like quad something.
Oh, that's pretty good. The quad gossip.
The quad, because college have quads.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the quad. The quad.
Quad Squad.
Quad Squad is great. Let's see. I like that one, Kennedy. Dan, you have anything?
Outside of Gossip Girls.
Yeah. I like that answer, though. That was where my head went first.
No, I could think.
What year did you go through college? Because that could affect it too.
Yeah, 1996 and 7. That's my junior and senior year.
Gosh, I don't know. I was thinking something Perez Hilton related. I don't know. You know, something gossipy like that. All right, we have no idea.
Okay, I do like, what did you say, Quad Squad?
The Quad Squad. That's what I thought.
I do like that, and I did live in a quad. But we were called Biddies, B-I-D-D-Y, Old Biddies, Biddies Gossip.
There we go.
Old Biddies.
I like it. She threw me off the scent.
Yeah, the four thing.
Sure did. Yeah. I like it. Well done.
Thank you.
All right, well, tell the Biddies we said hello.
I've been to Biddy Early's.
That'll be a good story for the Biddies.
Melanie's from Hyde Park. Morning, Melanie.
Hi.
All right, don't give us your nickname. Give us the story of how you got it.
So mine was also in college. I was a freshman, and I started dating this junior, a very sweet, shy, kind of nerdy guy who had never had a girlfriend. And his sweet mates were so excited that he finally had a girlfriend that the first time I spent the night in their suite, they would not stop hooting and hollering and calling out jokes, to the point where we finally had to open the door and say, can you please stop? We just want to sleep. And that was when I got my nickname.
Oh, Sleeping Beauty.
Well, I was going to go a different way, but I don't want to say it.
Sure, Sleeping Beauty. Yeah, that's all you want to do is sleep.
No.
Was that not it?
You want me to say it?
Hold on. Kennedy?
No, I'm not going to say
it. Did we ruin it for you?
No, not at all. No, I went a completely different direction.
Oh, now I need to hear it.
But I don't want to say it on the air.
Is it inappropriate?
Maybe. I don't know.
Does it have to do with poultry?
It does not. Bring it to
poultry?
Me.
Poultry? That took a plot twist.
No, mine doesn't. I just thought that's what you were
I don't know how you got there, but bring it to me.
It was socks. They could not get over the fact that we were both wearing socks. And
socks?
They thought that was so salacious. Why are you still wearing socks? Why are both of you in socks? There is a group of people to this day, I don't think they know my name.
They say, "Are you Socks?" That is a great nickname.
That is fantastic.
Thank you, Socks.
Thank you, Socks.
Maybe she has poor circulation in her feet.
I wear socks.
Just cold.
I never take them off.
Aaron from Chelmsford.
Ever?
Not really.
Okay. Aaron, without giving us your nickname, tell us the story of how you got it real quick.
So about a year ago, I was sitting on the sidewalk, and a car turned in, and they cut it too close to the driveway, and they accidentally ran over my ankles.
Oh, okay. Are you all right?
I'm fine.
Okay.
It was a very, minor thing. I'm very lucky, but I love to joke about it because it's just so funny to me. I don't know why. So a couple of my friends, when I told them the story, they came up with a nickname for it.
Speed bump.
Oh, so good. I can't think of anything better than that.
Let's see. Curb.
Crash test dummy. Just crash.
Curb appeal.
Try to think of something ankle related.
I don't know.
I like both of yours, Carson.
All right. What is it?
It was speed bump.
Hey, let's go.
That is fantastic.
All right.
Wow.
What a pull.
All right. Thank you, speed bump.
Thank you.
617-655-1234. We're actually not terrible at this. The nickname detective, you call and tell us the story of how you got your nickname, and we will guess it. We have the most adorable 11-year-old boy that's going to share his story of how he got his nickname, and we'll try and guess it. Coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So you're one of those lucky people in life that has a cool nickname, and we want to try and figure out what your nickname is based on the story around your nickname. We call it the nickname detective.
Listen here, see? Do you have a nickname? Mm. Give us your name and the situation surrounding the creation of your nickname, and the nickname detectives, Carson and Kennedy, will guess your nickname.
It's stupid, see?
But that's what we do here on the show. Carson and Kennedy's Nickname Detective.
Let's see. We have Matthew from Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. All right. Don't give us your nickname. Tell us how you got it.
All right, so the first thing about my nickname, and also, Carson, I'm going to be very sad if you don't get this nickname. I'm just going to say that.
Putting a lot of pressure on him.
Love it.
Okay.
So the first thing about my nickname is that my nickname is surrounding a historical date in Boston. So I was born on a historical date.
Okay.
And the second thing about my nickname is that I was given this nickname based on an important symbol and monument in Boston.
I mean, it's got to be like Bunker Hill.
Yeah, it's got to be Bunker. I'm going to go Bunker. Or I'm going to go Paul Revere, maybe?
Not a monument. Yeah. What's that monument called there in Charlestown?
You have General Warren there. You have the Bunker Hill Monument.
Yeah, I feel like Bunker.
Yeah, Bunker, yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be in Charlestown because he pointed you out specifically.
Yeah.
And everybody knows I'm a townie.
Toonie.
Yuppie.
Yippie.
All right.
Those are your nicknames.
Were we right? His nickname. Is it Bunker?
It is Bunker.
Hey! Yes. I love that. That's fantastic.
That is great. All right. Thank you so
it's
much.
It's the most Boston-y Boston of Boston.
Hey, Bunker.
Bunker, kid. Our good friend Heather from Ashby. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So don't tell us your nickname. Tell us about how you got it when you were a little girl.
So my brother thought I was short. And it also is the meaning of my name. So he gave me a nickname.
The meaning of your name?
Hmm. Yep, the meaning of my name, and because I was short.
Does Heather have a meaning I don't know about?
Yes, all names have meanings.
Heather, oh my gosh. I mean, did he, you know, in my realm, when somebody is something, we always call them the opposite. If they're big, we call them tiny.
Mm.
But it's not like that for you, is it?
Nope.
Oh. Heather, what does Heather mean, Kennedy?
I don't know. If I knew that, I would be giving an answer.
Yeah, I need the, I need the entomology of Heather.
Is there any more context you can give us? Because this is hard.
I can give you maybe it like a flowering plant.
That's what I was thinking. It had to be a plant because it's like Heather in the breeze.
A tulip?
Weed?
Weed. That's a good one.
Nope.
Grass?
Nope. Stalky?
Nope.
Feathery Heather?
Nope.
Feathery Feather.
But she's short.
You're going to laugh when you hear it,
though. I can't wait.
Stumpy.
Are you ready for it?
Yep.
Yes.
Stumpy.
It's Shrub.
We were right there.
Well, I can't wait to see you next, Heather. We shall all call you Shrub.
And he still calls me that, and I'm 50. So,
oh,
yes.
I think that's adorable. I love it. Well, have a good day, my friend.
Hunter's from Carver. Good morning.
Morning.
How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
Okay, don't give us your nickname, but tell us the story of how you got it.
So I got my nickname from my middle name. My middle name is a flower.
Your middle name is a flower? Is what?
It's a type of flower.
Your middle name is a type of flower. Okay, and your first name is Hunter.
The flower can be different colors.
Rosie!
Yeah.
Woo!
Wow, Kennedy nailed it.
You sniped that. I was literally Googling types of flowers.
Cheater.
Yeah, there'll be no Googling during the Nickname Detective.
A good detective does his research.
You have violated the rules of the Nickname Detective game. Well, that's a cool name. So is your family calls you Rosie or your friends too?
My friends and my family call me Rosie.
I love it. Well, that's very cool. It's nice to meet you, Rosie.
Nice to meet you too. Thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Yeah, have a great day at school.
You too. Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. You know, a little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. You can learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Janelle from Worcester.
Hi, Janelle.
Hi, good morning.
Is your son Lorenzo still in the car?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, Lorenzo?
Hello.
All right, kick Kennedy out of the studio.
All right.
Good luck.
Bye, Kennedy.
Thank you.
All right, Janelle, so you understand how this works. There are five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one. Anya Taylor-Joy, turning 29 today. She's the star of next month's Furiosa prequel. Beth Harmon on The Queen's Gambit and Princess Peach in the Super Mario Brothers movie. Who voiced Super Mario in that movie?
Who voiced Super Mario in the movie? What, I'm sorry, what was the movie?
The Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh.
Boondock Saints is the movie.
I love Boondock Saints, by the way. Is it Martinet? I don't remember. Marty Charles something?
Question number two. The director of American Psycho is still mystified that Wall Street Bros have embraced the Patrick Bateman character since the story is, quote, a gay man's satire on masculinity. Which actor played Patrick Bateman in American Psycho?
Oh, my God. Am I timed on this?
Yeah, we have to finish the show by 10.
Our boss Sal would like us to play some songs before then, too.
Christian Bale? Lorenzo, you're not helping much.
Question number three. Today is National Banana Day. Name the song these lyrics come from. Take a listen.
And what do you want? Who sings it?
Name the song.
Oh, Bananas by Fergie.
Question number four. The Wendy's fast food chain has made fun of Katy Perry's spaceflight, tweeting, and I quote, can we send her back? Then Kesha piled on by posting a picture of herself sipping from a Wendy's cup. Name the man who is the founder of Wendy's and starred in over 800 commercials for the chain before his passing.
Oh, I can see it now. Mm-hmm. He used to do those commercials with his daughter. Yes, white hair.
Yep.
That's Dave Thomas.
Question number five. Bill Belichick's catchphrase, do your job, is apparently owned by the Patriots. So his girlfriend is trying to trademark it with Bill's version in parentheses afterwards. Like what Taylor Swift does with her music, Taylor has two albums left to re-record. Can you name them both?
Oh, God. Taylor Swift album.
Lorenzo's like,
Taylor Swift version. I know. He's just like, I don't know this. You got to call your sister.
All right. Let's get Kennedy.
Wait, no. I'm not saying I don't. I'm saying he doesn't. Hold on. Let me take a guess. Okay. Taylor Swift. What's her first album? Is it Taylor Swift version?
I love you, but we need to keep
all
the
right.
game
Kennedy,
moving.
Kennedy, let's go. Come on
in,
Kennedy.
Red and Taylor Swift. Those are my guesses. Red and Taylor Swift.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know.
Kennedy, welcome back. It was a journey to get here.
It was a wild ride.
Janelle and her son Lorenzo got 2 out of 5.
All right.
To be honest with you, I lost track. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Anya Taylor-Joy, 29 today. She's the star of next month's Furiosa prequel, Beth Harmon on The Queen's Gambit, and Princess Peach in the Super Mario Brothers movie. Who voiced Super Mario in that movie?
Oh, Chris Pratt.
And he just sounded like Chris Pratt.
It was very weird.
Yeah.
1-0. Question number two. The director of American Psycho is still mystified that Wall Street Bros have embraced the Patrick Bateman character since the story is, quote, a gay man's satire on masculinity. Which actor portrayed Patrick Bateman in American Psycho?
Christian Bale.
2-1. Today's National Banana Day. Name the song these lyrics come from.
The song or the artist?
Name the song.
Hollaback Girl.
3-1. Question number four. Although the banana song would have been a much better
song. Yeah, I like Bananas by Fergie. It sounds like it would have been a banger.
The Wendy's fast food chain made fun of Katy Perry's space flight, tweeting, quote, can we send her back? And then Kesha piled on by posting a picture of herself sipping from a Wendy's cup. Name the man who is the founder of Wendy's and starred in over 800 commercials for the chain before he passed.
Dave Thomas.
4-2. Question number five. Bill Belichick's catchphrase, do your job, is apparently owned by the Patriots. So his girlfriend is trying to trademark them with Bill's version in parentheses.
Absolute marketing genius.
Like what Taylor Swift does with her music, Kennedy. Taylor has two albums left to re-record. Can you name them both?
Oh, Reputation and Taylor Swift.
That is it. Self-titled.
Are you a Swiftie?
Sure,
no, but
like
I'm getting it from you, though, Dan.
Yeah, my girlfriend's going to be so proud of you.
Yay, me!
5-2 is the final score. Nice job. Good work, Kennedy. From the 207, the Game Show Network just premiered the newest version of Tic-Tac-Toe on Monday night, Kennedy.
Oh,
maybe something for you to check out. Well, Janelle, you don't get the cash, but we thank you guys for listening and playing this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
I'm Janelle from Whistler and my son Lorenzo, and we cannot keep.
And now she's underwater for some reason.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The jury is set in the second Karen Reed trial. Kennedy's never been on a jury. Producer Dan's never been on a jury. I've never been on a jury. The last time I got called for jury duty, I got called up by the judge when she saw, you know, what I did for a living, because you have to put it on there, obviously. And she started asking me questions like, you know, what do you do? And I explained it. And she's like, well, could you not talk about this on your show? And I was like, no, we talk about everything in our lives. She's like, no, let me rephrase that.
So you clearly did not want to be on that jury.
I wanted to be on it.
Then why would you say something like that?
I was just being honest in my quick answer. I was like, yeah, I want to talk about what's going on in my life. I won't talk about the specifics of the trial, I guess. I didn't understand.
I guess. I don't know what being a jury is. Am I not allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, that's why you're not on a jury.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably so.
No, 100%.
She's like the mouth on that guy.
Yeah. Chatty Cathy over there. She's like, you're dismissed, sir. Have a great day.
That's why no one tells you secrets.
Amy from Plymouth sat on a jury. What was the case about?
The case was an eminent domain case in the city of Worcester.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this was, it was a long time ago. I was actually just barely 18. I was probably 2 months past my 18th birthday. And I thought it was great. I had a great experience. It was 2 days long. And we took a field trip to go see the site that they were taking away from this restaurant owner. It's his restaurant. And I remember he was an Italian immigrant. The city wanted to give him barely, you know, a very small amount that would just cover the building. And they said, it's not about losing his business. And we as a jury said, of course it's about losing his business. And we gave him like four times as much as what the city wanted to give.
Let's go.
When that the people good. Speak.
That's awesome.
Stick it to big government. Hell yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Amy. That's
cool.
Yeah, that is super cool. When you can, you know,
right
an injustice.
Mm-hmm.
Bob is from Maynard. And you sat on a jury for 3 days right before Christmas, which has just got to be great.
Yeah, it was an experience. As soon as we were all picked, we went up the elevator, and all the ladies were crying and going, "I got so much to do. I don't have time for this."
Oh no!
but it was. I'll tell you, once you're out of the, I should win the lottery as many times as I've been picked to go on a jury. I was only picked once. You know, once you get out of the cattle call room, and they they separate you, put you up in the elevator, put you in the courtroom, and it's all different. They treat you like royalty, I'll tell you. And this was a breaking and entering case, and I got picked as an alternate. I was really upset about that. But, you know, you just go with the flow, and every time we went in to see the judge to ask questions, we would. But ultimately, the guy that was accused, his lawyer was not, you know, serving him well, and he was convicted, and I guess he went to jail for a year. But what really struck me was once we, you know, they put us down the back elevator so we wouldn't be disturbed by anybody, and we met in front of the courthouse, which wished each other well, and we all went our separate separate ways, and we never saw each other again. And I said, this is how justice is served, and the system works. It really does work. We all came together, made the decision as to how this situation should be handled, and we all went our separate ways.
Wonderful. I want a story where you fought in the back. Come on, people.
I could listen to Bob explain our justice and our legal system all day. Cynthia's from Bellingham. Good morning. You were the forewoman, correct?
This is in the early 90s, and I was about 23, and I got selected as a forewoman on a civil murder case in Worcester.
And was there any drama? Kennedy wants to know about the drama.
I mean, I love that you all work together, and I love that you damn the man, and you got the people what they needed, but I really want to know about the one guy that was holding out in the back because he was an idiot and didn't understand what words meant.
and we kind of had that. It was, you know, again, I was young. And, you know, to kind of, you know, try to gather all these people together. And there was two people on the jury that just, you know, were a little difficult and a little strong-minded. And I remember at one point I had to go to the judge, you know, because, you know, jurors, we had to add a question. So I had to go up and ask a question just by myself in front of the judge. And she kind of gave me this look like, why are you asking me this? And I'm like, this is just...
Because there's a moron in the back that we're fighting with, Judge. That's what I would have said. I'm not allowed to be on a jury.
So, but it was really interesting. It lasted about a week, and it was civil. So with the civil, it's more likely than not.
Yeah.
Right.
This happened, as opposed to, you know, beyond a reasonable doubt.
So then with civil, that means there was no jail time on the line, but just like damages?
Correct. So, and you just have to have majority rules, not, you know, everybody.
Wow. How'd it turn out?
She was found guilty of planning to murder her husband. So it was hiring somebody to murder
her husband. Hiring a hitman
plot?
Oh, you buried the lead, Cynthia. Wow. Okay,
lead with hitman plot when you tell the story.
Thanks for your service.
All right, thank you, Cynthia.
Always lead with hitman plot.
Do you want to take some more, Kennedy?
Yeah.
Do we have time?
Not right now.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, do you want to take
100%.
Some more? 100%. All right. 617-655-1234. Did you sit on a jury? But specifically, Kennedy is asking, please, we need the drama in the back room.
That's what I wanted.
Or if the case was interesting. Hitman
like,
plot.
Like a hitman
attention.
Plot. 617-655-1234. That's next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
So the jury is set, if you missed that news yesterday, for the Karen Reed trial. And, you know, the whole process of being a juror, first of all, I think it's an honor and a privilege to get picked. You know, that you get to do it, that we get to be a part of this system. But then you get back in that room, Kennedy, and you're in there with a group of people from all different walks of life.
I can tell you right here, right now, I would probably not be very liked in a jury room. I don't know if you know this, but I have opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a little loud.
Mm-hmm. Never noticed that
about
you.
And I don't suffer fools.
I would describe you as demure.
Mindful.
Randy's from Rockland, served on a murder trial and a wrongful death suit. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. I realize I've become this person that calls Carson and Kennedy. I called you guys about the Ducks basketball, and then I hooked you up with Johnny Damon a while back. So
you
now
can call
I
us anytime.
You should have now. The hotline number. Yeah. You are family. Was there any drama when you were on this jury in the back room?
Yes.
Oh,
so,
give it to me.
The first one was 30 years ago when I was going back to college, and I was like 24, and my husband said, I'm like, I have jury duty the day before school starts college. And he's like, just go, they'll let you go. So I went, and there I was with like 100 people, and I was juror number 8, and I was there for 2 weeks, and I was going to kill him. But so I went to Dedham District Court every day for 2 weeks to miss my first 2 weeks of going back to college. And it was a wrongful death against the hospital, and it was a family, whatever. And it was really sad. The judge was falling asleep, and because it was so boring, the jurors were falling asleep. It's so traumatic. I'm like, I never want to do that again. And then flash forward like 20 years later, so maybe about 10 years ago, I got called again. And I'm like, oh, man, I want to change it. So I went to Brockton, and then I was juror number 12 in the murder of a witness to another murder in
Brockton.
And that was, he walked out of his girlfriend's house, one of his girlfriend's house, and was shot like 7 times. And there was like 99 things of evidence, and the only like one. But anyway, so you're in this jury room with these people, and they tell you these stories, and the defense attorney stood up in the beginning and said, I'll never forget this, he probably did it. But you have to find him not guilty if there's reasonable doubt. The burden of proof is on the prosecution. So that was kind of the instructions. And then you get in this jury room, like Kennedy said, I'm louder than you and more opinionated than you.
Not possible.
And probably meaner, because you're really nice. I try to be nice, and I try to do good things to outweigh the bad. But you get in this jury room, and you realize that, you have, like, an 18-year-old kid who hasn't lived life to, like, disgruntled people making stuff up to get off the jury. Two, if you don't have a story, they will create a story. So the jury was like, well, this probably happened. And that's because if you don't know the reality, sometimes you create a reality. And they just had this big story. And I ended up, I don't even know if I'm so, they didn't say
no, anything, don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. I don't want you to say it if you don't think you should say it.
All right.
I don't want this case to be brought back up because of us talking about it.
That is wild. What a wild ride. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Randy. She might be right. She might be louder than you.
Maybe.
Beth is from New Hampshire, served on a high-profile murder case that was actually on national television. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, it was a murder, too, abuse of a corpse, witness intimidation, a couple other charges, and this was for a child. Court TV picked it up. You couldn't pick up a pizza without it being, on the screen at a pizza place. So it was super hard, 3.5 to 4 week trial to avoid all kinds of media during that
time. So you
time.
Weren't
but
sequestered?
No, we were not, thank God, because I have 3 kids at home, and right. That wouldn't have worked out very well for
right.
And was there drama in the back room?
So we couldn't, I called him the babysitter. His name was Steve. I don't know if he was a sheriff or a court clerk or what his actual position was, but he actually stayed in the jury room with us every moment that we were in there. You couldn't even talk about the socks the prosecutor was wearing. We weren't allowed to take notes. We couldn't discuss the case at all till deliberation. And at that point, I think we were all kind of in agreement. There was one guy who was hung up on some verbiage because every burden of proof has to be met. If it's murder two, X, Y, Z has
right,
to be
right,
met.
Right.
And he was kind of hung up on the language of it, which we asked for clarification later on in the trial. The foreman sent a note to the judge, and they kind of outlined it a little better for him to understand. But it did scare me the first night because we didn't come to an agreement right away. Deliberations lasted 2 days for us. And I was like, I was just praying that night. I was like, help us find a way to, better converse this to the one guy that was kind of hung up on the verbiage so he can understand that, we all need to be in agreement and need to move forward with.
And did they find them guilty?
He's guilty on all counts. Yeah. Wow. He's probably never going to see the light of day.
What is that like making, like being part of a decision like that, that locks somebody up for life?
So that's super hard, but I will say he was already convicted on previous charges prior to this trial where he would have already been in prison for 60 plus years. So that didn't, you know, obviously, it's not in New Hampshire where there's like a murder trial, but you're sending someone away for the rest of their life. There's always a chance for redemption with anybody, but it didn't sit as guiltily with me because I knew he was already going to be there for something else anyway. And it was beyond a reasonable doubt in my eyes.
He sounds like a real swell fella.
Right. Wow. Well,
thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you. She would have been great in there with the jury with your room with you, Kennedy. She was keeping it pushing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy, sponsored by Subaru. Love springing a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Donna from Plymouth.
Hello, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good.
Also, her daughter there, Megan, 21 today, Kennedy.
Let's go.
How are you celebrating?
I'm going to go get my license renewed and then go out to brunch with my family.
Oh, have a good time.
Thank you.
What do you mean? They're paying.
Donna, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Don't go to the R&B for your 21st birthday.
I could find some other things to do.
Yes, but you need to have it switched so it looks so you are 21 and they're not looking at it wrong. And then you can walk in with your brand new license and go into the bar and say, check it, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4.
We've changed, Kennedy. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
I think I did that.
Sure. Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. Kennedy has now gone off into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Question number one. The voice of Bart Simpson, Nancy Cartwright, is launching a podcast called Simpsons Declassified. What is the name of the Simpsons God-fearing, overly friendly next-door neighbor that Homer hates?
Oh, I didn't watch it enough.
All right.
Oakley Dokley neighbor.
Question number.
I think we don't know. Oh, wait a minute. Who is it? Ned Flanders.
Oh, we got a third.
There's a third voice.
There's a third person.
Well, we Dad's here too, so.
Question number two. A crew member from the movie is backing Justin Baldoni on his legal battle with Blake Lively, saying Blake Lively took advantage of Justin Baldoni's kindness to usurp power from him. What is the movie that they did together where all of this stems from? Anybody?
It's a new movie.
Okay.
That just came out. It's a new movie. How's
right,
that?
I'll write that down.
New movie.
I'll take that under advisement. Question number three. Chance the Rapper, 32 today. He features on which hit song with Justin Bieber where he delivers these lyrics? Take a listen.
I'm a believer. My heart is fleshy. Life is short with a temper like Joe Pesci. They always come and sing your praises. Your name is catchy, but they don't see you how I see you. Parlay and Desi. Cross tween. Hesse. Hit the jet beat. When they get messy, go lefty like Lionel Messi.
Name the song.
It's Holy.
Question number four. Bryan Adams lied to us in summer of 69. He actually got his first real six string from a music shop. And it wasn't even in 1969. In the opening lyrics to the song, where does he say he bought his first real six string?
Over at the Five and Dime.
Okay. Is Dad playing or is Donna? Who's playing here? Is it Megan?
It's the whole family.
All right.
Yep.
Question number five. Uma Thurman washes and reuses her Ziploc bags to help the environment. We do that occasionally. Uma Thurman has been in 3 Quentin Tarantino movies. Can you name them all?
Nope. We're going to have to pass on that one.
Okay. Didn't even give Dad a chance. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio. going to the R&B for her 21st birthday.
You know, you can go other places after that.
You think maybe when she
turns... She actually has plans for the entire week. So okay.
All right, that's good. Yeah, she's what, maybe out. The dentists?
Yeah. Yep.
Donna got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done.
With an assist.
A mysterious dad in the background. Yes, two of them. We don't know his name.
Right. Yeah, we don't have a name or anything. All right, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yes.
The voice of Bart Simpson, Nancy Cartwright, launching a podcast called Simpsons Declassified. Kennedy, what is the name of the Simpsons God-fearing, overly friendly next-door neighbor that Homer hates?
Ned Flanders.
Tied at 1. A crew member from the movie is backing Justin Baldoni in his legal battle with Blake Lively, saying Blake Lively took advantage of Justin's kindness to usurp power from him. What is the movie they did together where all of this stems from?
It Ends With Us.
It Ends With Us, not It's a New Movie. But I did like that answer. 2-1, question number 3, Chance the Rapper, 32 today. He features on this hit song with Justin Bieber, where he delivers these lyrics. Take a listen.
I'm a believer, my heart is fleshy. Life is short with a temper, like Joe Pesci. They always come and sing your praises. Your name is catchy, but they don't see you how I see you. Parlay and Desi, cross tween tween Hesse. Hit the Jets beat, when they get messy, go lefty like Lionel Messi.
Name the song.
Is it one holy or two holies?
Could be 3. Might be 4.
Holy.
Might not even be holy.
Just one holy.
Just one holy?
Just one holy.
It is just one holy.
That Joe Pesci line is a bar. It gets so me good. Every time.
Yes, it's a great one.
I agree.
3-2, question number 4. Bryan Adams apparently lied to us in the summer of 69. He actually got his first real six string from a music shop, and it wasn't even in 1969. In the opening lyrics to the song, where does he say he bought his first real six string?
At the Five and Dime?
Yes, it was the Five and Dime.
Played it till his fingers bled.
4-3, question number 5. Uma Thurman washes and reuses her Ziploc bags to help the environment. Uma Thurman has been in 3 Quentin Tarantino movies. Can you name all 3?
So we've got Kill Bill 1 and 2. And then we've got Pulp Fiction.
And we've got a correct answer.
Whee!
Indeed. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy takes out the entire family.
Now.
Yes. Well, congratulations to you for celebrating your 21st today in such epic
a great
fashion.
Weekend.
You get to have your first sip of alcohol tonight. Ever.
Yep. Yes. Thank you.
All right. Donna and Megan and Mystery Dad, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Donna and Megan from Plymouth, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru. Love spring and a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Monica from Milford.
Hello, Monica.
Hi, Kennedy.
Monica was the one who called with the peekaboo shoulder injury, Kennedy. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Guilty.
It was aggressive peekaboo if you missed that. And ended up in the, like, emergency room.
Yeah, she might have to have surgery.
Yep. That's still on the table if PT doesn't work.
Bless your heart.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out, Monica?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, you too.
5 pop culture trivia questions, Monica. You get more right than Kennedy. And you could win yourself $1,000. That would help a little bit with the medical payments.
Mm-hmm. You can hire someone else to play people right? with your kid. Stay healthy.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Question number 1. Captain America Brave New World released yesterday for streaming. It's only $2,000 to rent it down. What is Captain America's weapon of choice?
A shield.
Question number 2. Can you give me the name of the primary lead singer of the group Fleetwood Mac?
Is it Stevie Nicks?
Question number three on Paramount Plus tonight, the Aaron Carter documentary that producer Dan has been waiting for, The Carters, Hurts to Love You. Aaron's brother Nick is in which boy band?
Huh. I'm going to see them in Vegas, Backstreet Boys.
Question number four. An old interview resurfaced with country singer Luke Combs and his wife Nicole talking about how they first met. Luke said, I was wearing camo gym shorts from Walmart. Classy, classy stuff. Which state was Walmart founded?
It was by the Walton family. Oh, God, I know this. Arkansas.
Question number five. Can you tell me which movie musical features the song The Winner Takes It All?
Winner Takes It All. Mamma Mia.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Can hear the peekaboo culprit in the background.
Yes.
That is Galen. That is the peekaboo culprit right there.
Galen, I love that. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Monica got 5 out of 5.
Holy cats.
It's about to get real.
Holy cats, indeed. These are tough. I'm not going to tell you.
Kennedy, I'm recovering from an injury.
Okay, I'll remember.
Could use that 1,000.
Yeah, Kennedy's like the Bruins. Can't throw a game.
Damn it.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Question number one, Kennedy. Captain America, Brave New World, released yesterday for streaming. What is Captain America's weapon of choice?
A shield.
Question number two. Who's the primary lead singer of the group Fleetwood Mac?
Stevie Nicks.
Question number three. On Paramount Plus tonight, the Aaron Carter documentary that producer Dan has been waiting for, The Carters, Hurts to Love You.
I have not, for the record.
It looks so sad.
Aaron's brother Nick is in which boy band?
Backstreet Boys.
Question number four. An old interview resurfaced with Luke Combs and his wife Nicole talking about how they first met. Luke said, I was wearing camo gym shorts from Walmart. Classy, classy stuff.
How did you find him?
His top. Oh. Just a floating top.
Yeah.
Which state was Walmart founded in?
Alabama.
And question number five. Kennedy, which movie musical features the song The Winner Takes It All?
Mamma Mia.
All right, for question number one, you said a shield. Yes, of course. What's it made of again, Dan? Is it made of like
adamantium or vibranium? One of the some fake metal that's strong.
Vibranium.
Vibrate. Thank you, Monica. Question number two. You said Stevie Nicks. Yeah, I mean, Christine McVie and Lindsey Buckingham all sang. But we're going with Stevie Nicks on that one. Question number three, BSB. We're going to skip question number four. Question number five, you said Mamma Mia. That is correct. Question number four, you said Alabama. It is Arkansas, Kennedy. The Walton family is from Arkansas.
I knew it.
And Monica, you won yourself $1,000.
Yes!
$1,000, baby. How you feeling?
Sorry, Kennedy.
Oh, honey, it's not my money. I'm happy for you.
Suck it, Sal.
Hashtag suck it, Sal. Indeed, Monica.
Good for you.
Wow, congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Arkansas.
Alabama,
oh my
Arkansas.
God. Arkansas. I just love old Arkansas. Love my ma, love my pa, but I just love old Arkansas.
Oh,
my God.
Good stuff, good stuff. Kennedy, is there something you would like to say to Monica so she can go off and counter cash?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy. I will not play peekaboo with or can't beat Kennedy with Monica ever again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.